This past week, Georgia and Alabama passed what is arguably some of the strictest anti-abortion legislation on the state level that the U.S. has seen since Roe v. Wade was ruled constitutional. It's called the Fetal Heartbeat Bill, and it appears that many other states are following their lead. But to fully understand the significance of the current debate on abortion, it's essential that we look back on the history of abortion legislation in the United States. The year was 1969, and a Texas woman by the name of Norma McCorvey, who was only in her early 20s at the time, had given birth twice, both resulting in the babies being given up for adoption. Norma was now pregnant for a third time, and unwilling to go through another arduous and heartbreaking pregnancy, she wanted another option, one that her home state, Texas, had made unlawful: abortion. So Norma McCorvey sought legal assistance from two Texas lawyers in the hopes of challenging her state's anti-abortion laws. Eventually, Norma's case against Dallas County District Attorney Henry Wade was brought to the Supreme Court. But during the course of her legal battle with Wade, she gave birth to her third baby, who was also put up for adoption. Despite the grueling legal process and unwanted pregnancy Norma endured during this time, on January 22, 1973, the United States Supreme Court passed the historic and divisive ruling, which declared abortion to be a woman's right and limited state restrictions on the procedure in a 7-2 decision, which we've come to know as Roe v. Wade. If you're wondering why Norma's name has been lost within the dominant narrative on abortion laws, it's probably because we know her by the name which she used in court: Jane Roe, the woman opposite Wade, in what is arguably one of the U.S. Supreme Court's most controversial cases, which ruled abortion to be constitutional. It's been 46 years since Roe v. Wade was ruled as such, yet today it's just as controversial as ever. Despite the divisive public and political opinions on abortion laws, Roe v. Wade has been protected by the Constitution, and for a while that decision seemed somewhat set in stone. However, in 2018, 2 years after President Donald Trump was elected, Anthony Kennedy, a conservative Supreme Court justice who had swayed left on some key decisions, retired, leaving the Supreme Court nomination in the hands of President Trump. Trump's pick for Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, was controversial for a plethora of reasons, one of which Americans witnessed in the series of court cases where a woman, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, alleged that he had sexually assaulted her as a youth. However, prior to the very public scandal, Democrats raised concerns about Kavanaugh based on his stance on some key legal issues in the past. It seemed clear that he would not serve as a swing vote on some of those key issues, like Justice Kennedy had. Which leads us to where we are now. With a Supreme Court panel that is majority conservative, a Republican president in the House of Representatives, Republicans on the state level may now have the power to influence larger legal narratives in our country and laws, which is what Republican lawmakers in states like Georgia and Alabama seem to be doing with the implementation of strict anti-abortion legislation. With more states now continuing to try and put forth strict anti-abortion legislation, the future of Roe v. Wade seems more uncertain than ever. KCSB News will continue to cover this developing story. This is Daisy Kershaw reporting for KCSB.